Episode 3033, Season Your Words.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week is off to a fabulous start. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to wear your smile because it really does look good on you. Season your words. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, if you haven't heard, join with me on pray.com. We have a brand new TV show. Join us there every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. It is going to be a ride that you will not forget for your heart. We really need to begin to get in touch with who we are and who we are becoming. There is so much happening in this world, and at times we just need opportunities to slow down, to slow down our pace so that we can face the chaos that's in front of us. So let's talk about our inspiration today. I mentioned to you about your smile. Yes, because it looks good on you. But when you smile, what happens? Normally, words, better words come out of your mouth. You know, it's interesting. What you think about is solidified by the words you use, good or bad. How you craft your sentences and connect your paragraphs, you begin to write the script for your day. Get ready and season your words in a beneficial way. Our thoughts and words are powerful tools in shaping our reality. Now, it may not seem like a big deal, but the words we use on a daily basis, it has a huge impact on our actions, beliefs, and ultimately our outcomes. Have you ever noticed how people who constantly use negative language seem to have a lot of negative experiences? You know of those people. Yes, I'm sure one has already popped into your head, probably more like three or four. Or how someone who is always positive tends to have a more optimistic look on life. This is because our words and thoughts are connected and they have a huge impact on our subconscious mind, which in turn affects our actions and decisions. But it's not just about positive and negative language. The way we craft our sentences and connect our paragraphs also has an impact on our day. Think about how you feel when you read a well-written article or a powerful speech or listen to a great podcast. The words and structure evoke emotions and ideas that can inspire change and action. Season your words. Just as you season food to enhance the flavor so you can enjoy the robust goodness of the entree, salty, savory, sweet, and spicy, ooh, delicious. That's where you arouse your taste buds. Now, when you combine words that are kind and gentle, direct and loving, firm and confident, you arouse your confidence and build up your self-esteem. A pep talk may seem minuscule. By using language that empowers, you can start a ripple effect to change your thoughts, leading to positive outcomes. And remember this, that the words you use over and over and over again, it impresses a belief into your heart. Not only do you think about it, but you act upon it. So let your words be engaging and impactful. Use active language where you can paint a vivid picture with your words or connect your ideas in a way that flows naturally. By doing so, you can inspire action and change in others, but more importantly, yourself. Words, my friend, shape the reality in which you live, both in your mind and with the eyes that see. So go ahead and season your words the smart way. You never know what kind of impact they will have on your day. My friend, may your words be an encouragement to those who hear them spoken. Go out and be salt unto the world. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.